You mostly sleep in shelters. Tonight, except for Sam and Eric up by the fire, you'll all sleep there. Who built the shelters? Clamor rose at once. Everyone had built the shelters. Ralph had to wave the conch once more. Wait a minute. I mean, who built all three? We all built the first one, four of us the second one, and me and Simon built the last one over there. That's why it's so tottery. No, don't laugh. That shelter might fall down if the rain comes back. We'll need those shelters then. He paused and cleared his throat. There's another thing. We chose those rocks right along beyond the bathing pool as a lavatory. That was sensible, too. The tide cleans the place up. You Littlins know about that. There were sniggers here and there and swift glances. Now people seem to use anywhere, even near the shelters and the platform. You Littlins, when you're getting fruit, if you're taken short, the assembly roared. I said, if you're taken short, you keep away from the fruit. That's dirty. Laughter rose again. I said that's dirty. He plucked at his stiff gray shirt. That's really dirty. If you're taken short, you go right along the beach to the rocks. See? Piggy held out his hands for the conch, but Ralph shook his head. His speech was planned, point by point. We've all got to use the rocks again. This place is getting dirty. He paused. The assembly, sensing a crisis, was tensely expectant. And then, about the fire. Ralph let out his spare breath with a little gasp that was echoed by his audience. Jack started to chip a piece of wood with his knife and whispered something to Robert, who looked away. The fire is the most important thing on the island. How can we ever be rescued except by luck if we don't keep a fire going? Is a fire too much for us to make? He flung out an arm.